Affairs Talk is powered by Xfinity.
Here from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall, I'm Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer, my broadcast partner from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, and our special guest, former Bears offensive lineman and veteran NFL assistant coach Jerry Fontenot. Good to see you, Jerry. Welcome to Bears Talk here at Hallis Hall. How you doing and what have you been doing?
Great to be here, Jeff. Things are going okay. You know, I went from having a very busy schedule from playing to coaching, and you know, now my team is actually three girls that I'm trying to get reintroduced to, and I'm learning that they don't always listen. They don't listen as much as players do, but they have an agenda, and you know, I'm really grateful to be able to spend the time with my family that I have over the last couple of months. It's been a blessing, but I think that they're ready to kick me out of the house and get me back to work.
But, you know, the first time since college and all through your NFL career as a player and then as an assistant coach, I asked you this earlier, what is Sunday like for you?
Sundays are a little bit rough now just because, you know, you don't have that competitive edge. It's like, you know, you spend all of your time getting prepared for that moment on Sunday, whenever you go out and the lights are on and, you know, you're ready to perform. And, you know, now it's I get ready by putting on my shoes, going down in the basement, having a workout. I get a latte before I sit down in front of the TV and start watching the games.
Will you always miss coaching now that you got a taste of it, or are you done?
You know what? I think we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Do you like it?
I love it. I love it. It's, you know, the next best thing to play in. And I think that, you know, just being competitive, staying in the game, if you've got it in you, then it's hard to stay away from it very long.
I know a lot of players think they can coach, just boom, just go and do it, right? Mm-hmm. Not everyone can. Just in context, give our viewers a little insight on how hard it is to coach and how much investment of time of your life is involved in it.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, Jeff. I think the biggest eye-opener for me was coming in on a Monday after a game. And, you know, we're back in as 6 a.m. as a coaching staff because we're looking at the tape, we're grading it. Sometimes you're grading it on the airplane after the game. So that you can save yourself 30 minutes in the morning and get a little bit of extra sleep. But the time commitment is very, very drastic. It's a drastic change from being a player to a coach. You know, you get a couple days off as a player. Whenever you're done with practice, typically you're showering up and you're doing massages and, you know, getting yourself ready physically for the next day, and you're out of there by 3, 4, or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But as a coach, you're there till all hours of the morning. You've got to make sure that you dot all your I's and cross all your T's. And, you know, it's really fun and it's challenging. It is very time consuming, but it's all worth it in the end.
All right, well, let's talk a little Bears. We'll start with our first topic. Jay Cutler back and ready to roll. Hopefully.
Yeah, hey, I'm excited. I want to see Jay Cutler back in the field. I want to see how he's invested himself in the system since he's been injured. You know, the offensive line has developed better since he was injured. The offensive running back position has better development from it than it started the regular season with. So I think all those things will help Jay Cutler. And I'm excited to see him back on the football field, and he's much needed. No slight against Matt Barkley. He hasn't been here long enough to ingest this system here with Dow Loggins, the offensive coordinator. So I have expectations for Jay to come out and play like the starter that he's been at the start of the season. But you're talking about playing against one of the most difficult opponents. Luckily, they're at home. So just be a part of it. Don't come back here and feel that you're the reason the Bears are going to win this game. You're just going to be a part of the Bears winning this game.
Yeah, it's interesting to evaluate where the pressure lies right now. You have a 1-6 team. With your team captain, one of your team captains, and your offensive leader coming out there back to you, it should give you a bounce no matter the circumstances.
Yeah, I would think that they're going to have a whole lot of juice going into this game against the Vikings. I mean, they get their general back on the field. They've got a rapport with him. He's a real tough kid, and I think that Jay has withstood the test of time physically for the most part, and he's a competitor. I mean, he wants to go out there and win, and he's got a load of talent, and, you know, I think it gives the Bears the best chance to win this
game.
It's
only logical, offensive lineman, to wonder about a thumb injury, however nasty it was or wasn't. when you have to get under center and take a snap, are you concerned about that at all?
No, because I think if he's healthy enough to grip a football, he's healthy enough to take a snap. Because I think it's more important about the grip of being able to throw the ball than it is to take the center quarterback exchange. Because you can adjust your hands, you can let the center know where you want the ball to hit specifically. So I think all those details will work itself out. It's about how he can throw the ball.
Yeah, I totally agree, Tom. It's such a benign process, although, you know, whenever the ball gets dropped on the ground, that's when it becomes an issue. But that's really secondary to, you know, the primary issue, which would be how he's going to release the ball in his throwing motion.
Digging into number two, the Bears defense. So they got a big, real good bounce from Leonard Floyd in the game against the Green Bay Packers. Hit the quarterback three times, got there twice with sacks, forced a fumble, recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown. I'm wondering what his level of confidence now becomes just on that one game alone in that setting.
Well, you know, after you watch the Vikings-Philadelphia Eagles game, I think the defensive end position, the outside rusher's got to be licking their chops to try to get at that offensive tackle position of the Vikings. But this is a complementary system here. If you don't get pressure on the quarterback, the defensive back, that's the issue of coming out of the Green Bay game, is you have to see, can these guys step up to the plate, keep continuous coverage, keep confidence away from the opponent's quarterback because of the rush up front. So I do think it's every level has to take their part in the defense running efficiently this week against the Vikings.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I thought that the defensive backs did a really nice job for the most part early in the game and carried them through the halftime into the second half. And you know, the Packers are the most explosive offense that you're going to face all year long. So, you know, it's only a matter of time before they're going to put the numbers up and you know, start getting a rhythm. But I thought today the defensive backs did really well. And I think that those two things work hand in hand. Yeah, the defensive backs are doing their job, so it allows the defensive line to rush the passer and to get their shots on them.
Well, let me tap into the coach side of you real quick.
Yeah.
So now you go in, now you're the Minnesota Vikings coaches. Mm-hmm. You're going to go by, wow, the Green Bay Packers did really well at this offensively against the defense. Now, are you going to take what the Green Bay Packers did successfully against the Bears, and you as the Minnesota Vikings use that against them?
Yeah, I think to a certain degree you try to implement those things that are going to expose a defense's weaknesses. And if it applies to, you know, your strengths as an offense, then you incorporate as much of that as you possibly can. But, you know, each week is different, and it's all contingent upon the health of your team and the guys that you have out on the field at the time.
All right, there's a bunch of first and second year players, obviously, on this Bears team. It'll continue to grow that way in years to come. Let's pick a guy that you're most intrigued by right now. We'll start off with you, Tommy.
Well, I'm going to go I formation. I'm going to go Cody Whitehair to Jordan Howard, the center, the talented offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. I think he's talented enough to play anywhere up and down the line of scrimmage. Makes a transition to the starting center in the NFL and has played, I think he has played better than any expectations that you have of him coming out of college because he did make a position change. And then I think with Jordan Howard is the boost he's given to the running back position. And I wanted to see a carry over to Jeremy Langford because you still have first-year and a second-year player. Mm-hmm. And if you give a little boost to the running back position because of the production of Jordan Howard, very good. But the stability at the center position that you have with Cody Whitehair, I think it does a lot for the offensive line.
Yeah, I you know,
you can relate.
I can relate because, you know, I've been watching him play quite a bit. And he's really got good hands, good feet, and good balance. And, you know, to boot, you've got two experienced veterans playing next to him. If Josh is going to suit up this week, I don't know. But, you know, between he and Long, those are two quality guys playing next to you. And, you know, in the run game, Whitehair has done a phenomenal job. He's got great leverage, and he can get off the snap count. Kind of like Jay Hilgenberg, a good friend of ours, used to be able to do. Which he never said that he jumped the count, but it was always right on the
edge. Cody's a lot bigger, though.
No doubt.
I'm going to go with Eddie Goldman because I've been blowing up Eddie Goldman for months here. I know he's still banged up. He's getting healthy, and I think this was going to be a big year for him, and I think his arrow is really pointing up at that nose tackle position. I think it's a critical position in this 3-4 defense, and I still like a rising player in Eddie Goldman.
Right. Well,
hope
you know,
you'll agree.
I do agree 100%. Eddie Goldman is a type of guy that I refer to like to Pernell McPhee. He makes the defense thicker, stronger. But then you look at Leonard Floyd, he makes the defense faster. Yeah.
And I think you want both.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
But, you know, where depending upon where they play, that's the benefit you want out of each of them, depending upon their position.
All right, now to the Vikings. Ron Rivera, fellas, always told me this, and it always has resonated with me because I didn't play the game, so I only know what I learned from Tom Thayer and watching tape, right? So I go to grad school with Tom Thayer, and I'm hoping to get my doctorate one day in football. But figures lie and liars figure. That's what Ron Rivera has always said. But I look at the Vikings, and until this week, and having the benefit of the weekend to watch them and digging into their numbers a little bit, I was a little surprised at how poor offensively their numbers are, given their unbeaten streak ending in Philadelphia. But I thought that offense was performing at a better clip with Sam Bradford, even though they didn't have Adrian Peterson, and I was surprised. It's not.
Well, this team is all about defense, but the thing that scares me, Jerry, well, this is what scares me, is whenever a team on national TV gets called out and challenged by their head coach, mm-hmm. the next week I expect the best out of them. So now I expect the offensive line to perform at a much higher level than they did inside Philly. But Philly's a tough opponent. We saw them when they played the Bears on Monday Night Football a couple weeks ago. They do have deficiencies at the running back position when you don't have Adrian Peterson. And the quarterback, although Sam Bradford, he's not the most elusive quarterback mm-hmm. in all the NFL. So, I mean, there lies the challenge. But I think, again, when you get called out on national TV by your head coach, that's what scares me in preparing for the Vikings.
Yeah, I think that, you know, anything that you can do as a coach to motivate your guys to play better, that's what Zimmer's going to do. And he certainly did it post-Philadelphia game. But, you know, the thing is their defense makes up for a lot of inefficiencies on their offense. You know, their defense is a quality defense. And I think that the Bears are going to have their hands full. They're going to have to come out with ready for a huge matchup with the defense. The defense makes things look very consistent. So Zimmer has done a great job of implementing his style of defense. On the surface, you never really know what they're going to do, but you have to prepare for everything.
Is it a pick-your-poison defense a little bit, whom you attack?
A little bit, yeah. Just because, you know, like I said, they make things look so consistent that you really can't get a read or a beat on what they're going to do. You just have to just commit to one way to defend their most threatening defenses and go with it.
All right, let's get to the matchup now. We picked, Jerry, one matchup that we think is going to make a difference in this game. One way or another, we'll start with Big Tom.
I'm going to go Jay Cutler versus Harrison Smith, their talented safety. I think he's the most unpredictable safety, what he's going to do after the snap of the ball. If you allow him to come to the line of scrimmage in an obvious running scenario, you're going to talk about an unblocked tackler coming in and forcing the play towards the point of attack. And then if it's in an obvious passing scenario, he'll be anywhere on the field. He's going to get to an area of responsibility, but he's too unpredictable. So that matchup,
I think he's underrated.
So do I.
I mean,
I think he's a good player.
Safety. Yeah, he is. Well, you would pick a Notre Dame grad, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would. Thanks.
You know what? My matchup is going to be the offensive line versus the defensive line because, you know, up front, I think the Bears do a great job of establishing the line of scrimmage. I think that they do a great job of providing some creases for the running backs to hit the hole. And obviously the big key is going to be giving Jay time to do what he needs to do from behind the line of scrimmage. And, you know, if he needs to scramble outside of the pocket, then, you know, it's on him. They need to get downfield because this defense will hustle around and they will try to get their shots on Jay Cutler, I promise you.
I'm going a little unconventional. You know, I'm giving a little love to the special teams unit today. So that special teams unit there in Minnesota is outstanding in the return game. Marcus Sherrill is one of the premier punt return men in football. He is very explosive, and it is when you get right down to it, when you talk about the kick return game now with Cordarrelle Patterson. One big running play, right? It's a power run when you break it all down. And those two cats right there can ruin your day with just one touchdown. They already have four return touchdowns on the year. I think the Bears special teams unit is getting better. They're starting to develop more than just a few core players. And on the return side, I think they're a block or two away from having a big one from Deontay Thompson.
Right.
What do you
and
think?
Philly gave up a kickoff return.
I mean,
the Vikings
exactly.
gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown to Philly. That biggest turned out to be one of the biggest plays in the game. So the special teams, they always matter because that's the most distance covered in any one play.
And if you get a return, you have a greater chance of winning the game. That's what the numbers say. But again, figures lying, liars figure. That's going to wrap us up. Jerry, we really appreciate you coming over.
Thanks for having
enjoyed
me.
Enjoyed it. Enjoyed. Good to see you again. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. That's this week's edition of Bears Talk. Thanks for watching.